St. Paul says in the second reading, do not conform yourselves to this age, but be transformed by obtain the mind of Christ. Be transformed by God. In the first reading, Prophet Jeremiah said, Lord, what is going on? I follow you and I feel like I'm duped. All the day I experience derision, ridicule. What's happening here? Shouldn't, you know, I get some praise or at least acknowledgement? This age and the next age. Do not conform yourselves to this age. This age is rewarded now. Right now, we need to have it all together in this age. We don't believe that. The scripture doesn't support that. That's why in the gospel, in this age, Jesus is going to be killed. And Peter, who is still thinking with a natural mind, he said, no. Look, you're so great. We can kind of do it, you know. You be king and everything will be fine. And Jesus rebuked him, get behind me, Satan. It is a natural thinking. We need to get all our rights satisfied in this world, right? Natural thinking. No. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. See, if in this world we don't get our way, we don't get our rights that properly belong to us, to our human dignity, we're not going to get them in this world. It's not going to happen. It never has. There are always some people who are oppressed. We never treat each other with a complete dignity that we're called to. We're not going to achieve that. But in that, not being able to achieve that, we can hunger and thirst for righteousness, right? We can hunger and thirst for justice, and we will be satisfied. That will all be satisfied. These are our beatitudes are telling us we don't get in this world what is right, what properly belongs to our dignity. We cry in this world, but then we will laugh in the next. We hunger and thirst for righteousness, so we will be satisfied in the next. So if you ever experienced ridicule because of faith, or, you know, slight remarks or whatever, I have, that's already a persecution. So what do? Do we get banners out and say, we demand justice, don't discriminate against me, you know? No, we hunger and thirst and trust in the Lord. See, we don't live for this world. We're not going to make it all right in this world for no one. We believe in the next world. He is the King of Justice, the Prince of Peace. He will restore everything. And yes, things are wrong. Absolutely, we have to admit, point them out. This is wrong. Injustices, discriminations, all these things are wrong, but we're not going to fix them. But there is if all we have is this life, right, then we need to have it all fulfilled right now. There is this, ever since the French Revolution, there is this push for, you know, we don't know if God exists, but we have each other. The fraternity of man, fraternitas was a big word for the French Revolution. Liberté, fraternité, and whatever the other thing is. Fraternité was the big thing. It's us. We need to make it right. If things are not right here, by golly, we're going to make it right. We don't count on God. We don't know if he exists. So then there's this push that we gotta make it all. You know, every problem that we have, we're going to solve it. We're even gonna solve the ecology, right? We're even gonna change the way the sun and the earth moves and the temperatures rise and fall. We're even going to do that. What presumption? What presumption? It is all, there's no God. All we have to do is each other. We need to do it, and if you're not conformed to our thinking of this age, we may even eliminate you so we can obtain the fraternity of man, the brotherhood of man. It doesn't exist. There's no such thing as the brotherhood of man apart from God. The best brother and sister that you are to me is if you follow God's will for you. And the best brother I am to you is if I follow God's will for me. That's how we form the brotherhood of man, by following God's will. And by knowing that we're not going to get all our needs and desires and rights satisfied in this world, but we will long for justice, and we will be blessed because we hunger and thirst for justice.